Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always contact me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed, the number one, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed, the number one, A Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is still open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose to cover a few of those topics. Please check out the archives and most of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here is what I have for y'all today. Today I'm going to talk about wins, W-I-N-S. And wins, W-I-N-D-S. This topic came to my mind due to the recent events with the election. It is now post-election now. And I wanted to explain how I could see it, and perhaps I know it's going to help someone out there, particularly to help unburden them from any anxieties or frustrations that may have come from the results of this election currently, asterisk. I want to talk to you about how winds and winds, like air, you know, air, are related. So let me start by saying this. There's an understanding of what a headwind and a tailwind is. And of course, a headwind is a wall or a direction of wind that's coming towards you. And it acts kind of like a resistance to the direction that you're trying to go in any specific endeavor. Usually it's talked about in the form of travel or moving forward or trying to progress in an environment where the wind is against you. So that's headwind. And then there is tailwind. Tailwind, of course, is the opposite of it. You have, they say, you have the wind at your back. It helps you to perhaps accelerate a little bit faster in the direction that you want to go in any given environment that it gives you. It gives you an advantage, or at least gives you the sensation of having an advantage when you're moving. You don't have resistance. You have a push from the wind direction in that environment that helps you to progress and move on. And so what does that have to do with winds, namely political winds? Well, it was the easiest way that I could kind of convey how politics can affect your personal life, or perhaps what you should look at in politics that could affect your personal life. And so when you get the candidate that you agree with, or you feel that their policies will work for you, and you vote for them and they get in, then you feel like you have a tailwind for you. You feel like you're going to move ahead and navigate faster and easier in life. And of course, for the opposite, if your candidate does not win and you get candidates in that don't fulfill your values, or you think fulfill your values, you think you're going to have a tailwind. I mean, a headwind. Sorry about that. Headwind. And it's going to work against you. It's going to give you all kinds of resistance. It's going to make your life much more difficult. What I wanted to say today is that's generally every political environment, aside from the personal parts of your environment that's different, different demographies and anything like that. Political environments help provide a headwind or tailwind for your life experience. And I guess that's why so many people count so heavily upon the results of given elections, especially big ones like the presidential election that we just had. But what I also wanted to say is that those things are just wins in your life. They don't really at any point determine your absolute fate. You are the one who has the lifestyle and the mentality and the direction that you give your life. Now, you have a choice of giving the environment your giving the environment your power in order to hinder you more if you let it, but you have to decide whether you're going to let the headwinds or the tailwinds determine the direction of your environment, or if you are going to find the best advantages in the environment where you can maneuver yourself to have a tailwind, even in an environment that you thought that you was going to have a headwind. And I think that's one of the things, whether people articulate it that way in their mind or not, that they are concerned about. Everybody wants to, of course, the tailwind to push them, and nobody really wants a headwind against them. And so they put a lot of hope and they put a lot of energy into these votes in order to help shape or help the environment be influenced in their favor without much effort or much focus. And I get it. It's perfectly human. What I'm saying is perhaps we're counting too much on headwinds and tailwinds. Headwinds and tailwinds are things that you don't really have a lot of control over, unless you have, I guess, what I would call a wind machine. What is a wind machine? A wind machine is a mechanism that is designed specifically for pushing wind a specific and an intense way in a certain direction. What does that look like in a political atmosphere? In a political atmosphere, that represents a united voter base, either represented by a demographic or by an industry or by a, industry as in a business or an industrial group, or a political action committee, or something like that. Many times when us as regular citizens are voting, we don't have a wind machine. All we have is us basically blowing in the wind. It's almost like if you had a sail in front of you and you were on a sail ship. Well, of course, I mean, you could blow wind into the sail all you want, but you're only really going to get some serious activity if you have an actual natural tailwind while you're on that sail ship, or if you have some type of wind machine to help propel at a higher and more intense rate to be a factor in the environment. So what is all this wind talk about, right? What is all this wind talk about? This wind talk is about really understanding how much your individual vote matters beyond mere psychological or mere emotional validation. If you don't have a solid base, you're not affiliated with a specific group of people or a specific industry, honestly, your vote is not going to be much of a factor in the bigger environment. And I think we know this, but it's hammered into our head that the individual vote will matter. Only if your vote is in synchronization with a specific demographic or voter block. Otherwise, you will find yourself at the end of that voting still having to do the same thing as someone who doesn't vote, having to navigate the new environment and understanding where the headwinds and tailwinds are for your specific agenda or plans for life, which is a whole another subject in itself. You got to have a game plan for your life and hopefully a set of contingencies. You got to be a thinker about your life in order to achieve and to sustainably progress in the way that even when life's not hard, you in your wisdom and foresight and intuition has made it easier. And so that's what I wanted to touch about just briefly: headwinds, tailwinds, and winds. At some point, you have to decide also whenever, you know, in any environment, whether a win works for you or works against you, you're still going to have to find your specific niche in the new environment. And you can only know that as you learn the new environment. Right now we're in the area where there's a lot of assumptions being made about what new policies are going to come out, how it's going to affect us, and nothing's really confirmed until it hits your environment in the form of laws, procedures, and also fiscal matters, because that's what really a lot of people are thinking about. It's beyond personal lifestyle matters. It's fiscal matters, money matters, that everyone's anticipating or waiting on. I know a lot of people will spend a lot of time being anxious over these things, but it's kind of a waste of time to be anxious from now until even a little bit after the inauguration, because it takes time for policies to change and therefore environments to change as well. But you have to find ways to pay attention to it so that it doesn't just sneak up on you and affect your life in an adverse way. So I guess what is the point of all that? Once you realize that political environments can work for you or against you, and you find out that you're not really part of a sizable concerted demographic where you can literally determine the direction of the wind sustainably, you have to get a feel for your environment and see where you can find the tailwinds or at least minimize the headwinds. For me, as a heterosexual black man in an environment that's going to be going back more to the liberal direction currently, I have to be on my P's and Q's about the management of sexual politics, as well as corporate politics, also tied into that, and neighborhood politics as well, because these three things can adversely affect me. I have to make smart decisions about those things in the associations of the people that I hang out with, the women that I connect with, and just all of those things, because they can adversely affect my lifestyle, my way of living, my way of being, being associated with people that do not have at least my benefit and consideration along with theirs. I really think, you know, in a more liberalized environment, one of the things that may work against me as a heterosexual black man is the proliferation of feminist thought. And I definitely get it. I mean, if you are in an environment and that tailwind presents itself, it only makes sense as a woman to vote a more liberalized environment. But I'm not a woman. And so it may present itself as a headwind to me, which is a part of the environment. So I have to find ways to maneuver in order that I can maximize my tailwinds without compromising myself as a heterosexual black man. The legal environment can be a factor too. Honestly, as a heterosexual black man, 38 years old, I have not had any major legal issues in my life. And I'm very thankful and I'm blessed for that. I understand that others do, and that it can become a factor both in the neighborhood environment as well as the corporate environment. But I've been blessed, but I'm not naive. Now, with that being said, do I feel that there has to be an absolute liberalized environment in order to sustain that? No, I don't. But I understand that does not matter in the grand schemes when a general majority of other people have voted in that liberalized environment. So that's what I wanted to touch base with y'all this week on. May somebody take the information and give them a different perspective and helps them to enhance their life and at least take some of this anxiety and stress off of this lull that we have right now between the older administration and the newer administration. Life is still going on. Don't let the future rob you of your present, neither the past. All right, people. This is Mr. AH3 with Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.